Today we will continue discussing the second part of the topic we began last time, which is about technology, artificial intelligence, extraterrestrial beings, and humanity. Let's first review the relationship between humans and the n-dimensional universe one more time. We know the n-dimensional universe was created by God for humans, and the n-dimensional world he created is extraordinarily beautiful. Everything within it is good, and he also created humans. When humans were first created, God did not say to create multiple types of people. He created a man, and seeing that it was not good for the man to be alone, he created a woman from the man's body. Therefore, at the very beginning, there were only men and women. What was their relationship? Humans were created to manage and enjoy the n-dimensional world. The creator of the universe saw that it was not perfect for a man to manage the world alone, so he created a woman to accompany and help the man manage and enjoy the world. Now this gets to an important point. The roles of men and women are different. Men are more tasked to manage and enjoy the n-dimensional world, and in this process, they're accompanied, helped, and collaborated with by women. So they both are not alone, and their lives are filled with joy. This was the design from the beginning. When humans were tasked to manage the entire n-dimensional world, technology and various abilities were inherently part of our being. Again, we now emphasize that when humans were created, we were created with body, soul, and spirit, all three aspects. Our spirit is in the image of God's spirit, and it is also connected to God's spirit. The n-dimensional world has the spirit-level existence and connects with the spirit of the universe's creator. Our human spirit not only replicates, but also connects with this divine Holy Spirit, enabling us to manage the world. Our talents and abilities do not come from our own hearts and soul, nor from our own bodies. Our body serves as a vessel for our soul and spirit, while our soul helps us better utilize such abilities as learning, imitation, emotions, and other abilities necessary for us to manage and enjoy this world. Through our soul, our spirit directs our body, and when our body, soul, and spirit are unified, we manage the world as designed at the beginning. Therefore, all those capabilities are inherent to us. About the angels, and in the world, there are beings such as angels created to assist and support the relationship between humans and the creator of the universe. Angels also help humans manage the n-dimensional world by transmitting certain information and providing certain support. However, when angels develop jealousy, they fall and result in disharmony. Fallen angels envy that humans have a copy of God's spirit and are connected to God's spirit, while the angels, also created by God, do not have this kind of spirit. This fundamental difference led the jealous fallen angels to entice humans down the wrong path, resulting in humans now are being confined and protected on earth. Human spirit became separated from God's spirit, signifying our spirit death. This is a significant challenge for the humanity. Despite this, our human spirit remains precious within us. Many accounts describe interactions between angels, demons, and the spirit of the creator of the universe. While we have limited knowledge of those interactions, we do know that the creator maintains interactions with his creations, including angels. Fallen angels are still part of the spirit world, although in disharmony. They became demons after their fall, driven by complaints, jealousy, and disobedience against God and against all the creations by God, including through the extraterrestrial beings and mechanical energies, which we will discuss later. Now let's focus on the spirit world. In the spirit world, there's evil spirits, and angels. Angels originally served humans and God out of love, but some grew prideful after gaining authority, believing themselves equal to the creator of the universe and deserving the same treatment. This pride led them to be jealous of what humans have and to be jealous of what God has, prompting them to disrupt harmony and induce discord. Those fallen angels try to entice everything created by God towards disharmony and bad things. Then they can find excuses to complain. So fallen angels become negative influence in this world. What we're facing today is the same. When we come across evil spirit, they tempt humans towards actions detrimental to our spirit connection with the n-dimensional world, trapping us in an elusive world so our spirit cannot return to the n-dimensional world. These are the tactics of demons. With the disruption of the harmony in the universe, our confinement on Earth means that the n-dimensional universe now lacks its intended human managers. The operation of the universe should have technology, energy, and other elements. It should have been in harmony, but it's not. This disharmony attracts the coming of extraterrestrial beings. These beings, some possessing bodies and souls but no spirit, others composed of pure mechanics or technology, approach Earth seeking what they lack. They try to penetrate into the Earth, knowing that the Earth was created by the Creator to shield humanity from harms by having natural barriers and guardians. Among humanity, some individuals are called upon to protect Earth against those external forces. We know there are people in our group with similar roles, but today we're not focusing on them. Instead, we're discussing how external forces, when they invade Earth, can cause us to stumble and take what is ours. Let's look at how the devil attacks. It tempts us into making mistakes, challenges us to question our abilities, and drives us to desire higher powers. In pursuing this, we imprison ourselves within limitations, cutting off our connection with the infinite God of the universe. This pattern has been documented numerous times, including in the Bible. Let's put it in this way. For example, if the Israelites were God's chosen people, foreign nations wishing to defeat them could not succeed when the Israelites were under God's protection and made no mistakes. To overcome the Israelites, these external nations would find Israelites' weaknesses and exploit them. If the Israelites faltered and sinned, God's Holy Spirit will depart from them, leaving them unprotected. This is similar to us as humans. We are originally connected to the spirit of the n-dimensional universe, fully integrated into this spirit world, granting us all our abilities. However, these external forces now distract us with our limitations, preventing us from focusing on our spirit connection. They shift our attention to technology, and as we confine ourselves within these limited perspectives, we lose our connection with the infinite spirit, making us weak. Our physical bodies and hearts become fragile, easily subject to control and death. This is how extraterrestrial beings attack and influence us. They use their strength, such as technology, which was originally meant to serve the n-dimensional world. When the n-dimensional world operates following the laws of the universe, everything is harmonious. However, when technology is misplaced, it creates disharmony. These beings tempt us into the elusive virtual worlds and AI technologies, join us away from the height of the spirit world and the infinite n-dimensional universe down into the confines of limited knowledge. Throughout history, humanity has experienced disasters resulting from technological advancement when misplaced. When these extraterrestrial beings invade Earth, they seek something only humanity has, the spirit. To obtain or overpower it, they use their expertise to show us our limitations, making us forget our connection to the infinite. The power of our spirit far exceeds worldly technologies and techniques. They use tools like artificial intelligence and virtual reality to make it seem as though we're unlocking the mysteries of the universe. But in fact, these are confined within the finite knowledge. For example, like the theory of relativity, it is true within limits. Today's AI technology distracts us from our spirit connection. It focuses our attention on technological advancements, enticing us to desire these capabilities at the expense of our connection with the higher spirit. So how do we protect humanity and break through these limitations? The first and most crucial step is to fully integrate our body, soul, and spirit. Once unified, we must connect to the spirit energy of the higher dimensional universe and the spirit dimensions of the n-dimensional world. This requires us prioritizing our spirit connection. What do we value? If we fixate on technology, what consequences will it bring to humanity? Let's examine this. When AI technologies, for example, emerge, humans first feel excitement, followed by astonishment, then fear, then doubt, leaving many vulnerabilities in our lives. How can we address these vulnerabilities? The solution is simple. Extraterrestrial forces, though with far advanced technology compared to human capability, are not new creations, but discoveries and manifestations of what already exists in the universe. When they are presented in inappropriate context, they become disruptive. If we become enamored with them, we risk losing our spirit. Having said all this, how do we protect humanity? We see three paths. The first path, as AI and technology advance, humans' physical lives may be extended. However, this could enslave us to technology or AI, reducing us to mere source of energy, like batteries for them. In such a scenario, our life loses its meaning. We humans, as a spirit being with a prolonged life, is turned into the biological battery of a life form without spirit. This is not the outcome we desire. The second path, our physical forms may be simply destroyed, whether by the technologies we revere or by extraterrestrial beings, leaving us without bodies. In this case, if our soul and spirit are not connected to the right source, evil spirits may lead our spirits astray to the wrong path, resulting in us falling into the eternal death. This outcome is also not acceptable for us. So the only way to protect ourselves is the third path, connecting with the n-dimensional world and connecting with the higher spirit. This requires healing from the higher dimensions, from the creator of the universe, and from the high dimensional wisdom. Connecting with the right spirit is the only desirable path forward. In conclusion, as we discussed in the first part of this discussion, whether it is extraterrestrial beings, advanced technology, or AI, we must not fear. We're distinct from them because we have spirit in addition to having soul and body. Our role is to manage and enjoy this world. Those other forces lack spirit, so we have no reason to fear them. Today, in this second part of the discussion, we talked about how to protect ourselves. The way to protect ourselves is to connect with the right spirit. There's no other way. Protection must come through connection to the higher wisdom of the n-dimensional universe and connect with the laws of the beginning of the creation. We hope this discussion encourages all of us to reflect and seek the higher wisdom of the Creator. Let's be willing to be opened, connect to the high dimensional wisdom. Let it help us finish our calling and be willing to pass on the right information to the entire world, heal our lives and our families, and ensure that those we care about are safeguarded under the protection of the Holy Spirit.